Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. When they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." And he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory. It has been handed over to me, and give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from him. From here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And with their hands, they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." The devil had finished every temptation. He departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Everyone looks a little sleepy this morning. The time change. Glad you're here. Glad you made it. This past Thursday, I was able to do something that I've always wanted to do my whole life. It was a bucket list item, actually. I went to spring training for the Dodgers in Arizona, and it was a day trip. Two very kind parishioners invited me to go, and they did all the planning. So we flew out of Burbank at around 7 a.m. We were back. I was back at Holy Family by 7 p.m. So it was a 12-hour trip at a really good time. And usually I'm never able to go because the groups that invite me, they want to stay there for a few days. And it's always during Lent, right? And I'm just a little busy during the season. So we had a good time. And when I walked into the stadium, one of the great things that we love about these stadiums are the smell of the food, right? And the overwhelming smell of the great food that they were selling. And then I remembered I gave up about 90% of what they were selling at the stadium, right? And I'm walking around, and they're like giving out free beer. And then the other side, they had like free tequila, and they were giving out another food item, and I couldn't eat any of it or drink any of it. And it's interesting how we get tested right away, do we not? Bet many of you were craving bacon Ash Wednesday morning. That's just how our human nature is. Temptation's very real for all of us. Every single one of us battles temptation on a daily basis. And what a beautiful thing that you're doing right now is on this first Sunday of Lent, we're going on this journey together with Jesus as a parish family. That we are choosing to be here right now so that we could walk with Jesus during these 40 days and accompanying him. And we do that to not only make ourselves better, but to make those around us better as well. So temptation is something that we deal with every single day. And one of the greatest ways that we can conquer sin and overcome temptation in our life is we first must be humble enough to acknowledge that we all have our shortcomings, don't we? We all have things that are going to tempt us. I've lived with priests before. Father Gerald's very healthy, so I'll give him the example. Father Gerald's extremely healthy. Then there's me, okay? He'll put down, like, you know, he got a Kit Kat from the school and all these different things. And my Kit Kat doesn't even make me to the rectory, all right? Because we have to set boundaries for ourselves. It's tough to do. For me, it's food. Struggle with that. So if Jesus were to look at your heart on this first Sunday of Lent and ask you, what is your number one temptation? How would you answer that? Don't say it out loud, please, okay? Think about it right now. So that's the first thing. We need to be self-aware. We are self-aware. But we have to be humble enough to say, I need to set better boundaries for myself. If you're struggling with food, you know, you open one bag, open a bag of chips, the whole bag's gone, right? So don't buy them. There's boundaries. During this season of Lent, we're reminded so much of what Jesus taught us time and time again. To focus on a relationship with God. In other words, we got to keep praying. When we mess up, we keep praying. We don't want to fall to be discouraged. That's what Satan wants for us, to give up. We're perfectly imperfect, are we not? So during this Lenten season, there's times that maybe we're going to do really well. There's times that we're going to have to work harder. But every day is a battle, and we got to pray. And that's why you're here right now. So this Lent, Jesus is asking us to focus on him a little bit more and to work on our relationship with him. So I'm going to challenge all of us to spend just 5 more minutes in prayer every day. How many?
5.
I'm not asking you to do 5 hours, because that's not going to happen. But 5 minutes is actually a long time of prayer, if you think about it. I encourage us to follow what Jesus did. He went out to the desert to be quiet with his Father. And silence is such a beautiful gift we could give ourselves this Lent, to refocus ourselves so that God can communicate his love to all of us. Fasting. Jesus teaches us the importance of fasting in this beautiful gospel. Fasting so much more than, you know, I'm going to give up this food so that at Easter I'm going to eat, go back to it and not change my ways. Fasting should lead us to make better decisions, to allow us to grow in our holiness. So I encourage us maybe to fast from the amount of time we spend on our phones, the amount of time we waste watching YouTube or TikTok, Instagram, and replace it with something that's better for you. Spending time with your family, praying, reading scripture. There's so many great resources out there with daily meditations that we did those things, and we fasted properly, it would make us better. We had a wonderful event in the hall Friday. We had Brothers of Holy Family did fish tacos, right? Anybody who knows me, I'm not a big seafood guy. That's an understatement. I got in trouble in preschool because I put my tuna casserole in the trash, right? Ever since I was a kid, not my favorite food. It was a wonderful event. But after, I went out with a buddy who came to visit me. We went to a restaurant. Now, I'm wearing my collar. This is a Mexican restaurant, right? The waiter tells me the specials. Guess what the specials were? Carnitas, carne asada. And I'm looking at him. He goes, I go, aren't you Catholic? He goes, yeah, but I'm doing my job. And he was. And everybody was watching, said, yeah, I'll have the cheese enchiladas, okay? Fasting should lead us to make better decisions and to replace it with something that is going to make us better. like that 5 more minutes of prayer that we could do every day? What are the best ways that we could grow in our holiness and overcome temptation? Is to focus on what God wants for us in our life. And what God always wants for us is to live a charitable life, a life of service, a life of giving back. So how are you going to give back to God's people this Lent? What are you going to do to bring the gospel to life? How are you going to help those around you or those you live with? If we do these things this Lent, my gosh, what a wonderful thing that will be, not only for yourself, but for those around you. So, my dear friends, we've just begun this journey together. Temptation is very real. It's part of our life journey here on earth. But if we walk with Jesus and give him our struggles, we go to confession. By the time we get to Easter, God willing, not only are you going to be skinnier, you're going to be way holier, okay? And that's far more important. Far more important. So, my dear friends, on this first Sunday of Lent, let us go on this journey together by humbly acknowledging that we need God in our lives, that none of us are perfect. We all have stuff we need to work on. And if we go to confession, we take fasting seriously and do good works, may your reward be great in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So what is that one area in your life that you're going to change this Lent?